Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA motherfucking podcast. Your boy, Three Letter Man. Salutations to everybody. Love y'all niggas, man. Common boys, what's poppin', man? Shout out to my brother, Sean. Whatever you're doing tonight, brother, you know what it is, man. Just interviewed Iron Solomon. Please go on PSA podcast. I'm about to do some shameless plugs right quick. Please listen to me and Sean's intense back and forth about A-Verb. From Rap Radar about his asinine comments about Mace over Styles P. Drink some bleach, B-Dot. Get the fuck up out of here with that dumb shit. So please check out the episodes on PSA Podcast. And please subscribe. Also, if you want to leave a donation, there's a PayPal there. You can leave a donation at your discretion. It is what it is. I'm about to wait for the guest to call in right now. This conversation is not going to be based on beef, so y'all niggas relax. I'm just trying to speak to my bro here to see what the hell's going on in battle rap. You know, in battle rap, there seems to be testosterone. And when you're dealing in a culture of a lot of people and a lot of people with pride, let's be real, black man's ego, a black man's kryptonite is his ego. Let me slow that down for y'all on my conceited voice one more time. A black man's ego, a black man's kryptonite, I keep fucking up part of himself. Kryptonite. I don't let that really dictate me. Like, at the end of the day, I'm going to stand up for my. I don't really care about who people think is number one and who's the best show. Like, I don't lose sleep over that. I do this show for the love to have a voice because I've been loving hip-hop, battle rap, and sports for goddamn how many years. So I just get it from my perspective. I don't have no so-called homies in battle rap. I'm talking about the battle rappers. I got homies up. Don't get it twisted. There's niggas that but the best thing about the niggas that I rock with is, and I don't got to say their names, is that I could tell them if I felt they lost a battle and they still come on the show and we can still maintain a good relationship. Because I don't really feel when I say things to people, I don't eat to them. I try to be respectful. And you know, B-Dot, for instance, he reached out to me on Twitter and was like, yo, Three, that third round, your man, I guess B-Dot, because Sean felt that his third round was powerful, you know, he respected what Sean said. Which I'm cool with that, because you don't gotta like everything that I say. I'm not here to be niggas to like everything that I say. But one thing I do is I try to maintain respect. You know what I mean? I'm not going to tell you niggas it's trash. I'm not going to do that and shit, because y'all niggas are the battle rappers and shit. You know what I mean? So, you know, and I see a lot of bickering about media. Also, in battle rap, a lot of the battle rappers don't like certain things that's being said on platforms. Right now, Champion, right now, they smoking. Shout out to my nigga Jay Black. Shout out to Tech N9ne right quick. Jazz, I like the last couple episodes y'all was doing together. That shows a fire right there. And I guess when you do what we do, anybody in battle rap media and people listen, these niggas listen to what people saying. Sometimes I don't know why they listen and they get so aggravated when people in battle rap media have an opinion. It's just an opinion. You know what I'm saying? If anything, use that shit for motivation. Why the fuck you should care what the fuck Three Letter Man says? You don't give a fuck what I say. It's just a goddamn opinion. You know, shot. And I listen, a lot of niggas have shut me up. I thought a nigga was going to lose a battle. And nah, they don't lose a battle. You know what I'm saying? Waiting for the caller to call up right now. Wait up one second, man. Hold up. One second here. All right. But anyway, yeah, see, I mean, let's be real, y'all. Battle rap media is really the ones that's going hard for this card. Any nigga that's, whether I rock with you or not, I respect all the niggas that's doing their thing because we're, like, now some niggas could abuse their power. Now, I'll touch on that in a minute right there. But there's a difference between abusing your power, whether you do shows like mine, whether you're on, you're a blogger, and there's a disconnect between the battle rappers and the battle rap media. It seems to be that riff. It seems to be that tussle of you guys say things and, you know, we need to be held accountable to things we say. And that's the truth. But you shouldn't get mad at a person's opinion on how they feel if they feel you're going to lose a particular battle. You get what I'm saying? I saw Bridge Rothstein say some things on Twitter. Shotgun Suge also. Suge has gone real heavy because he's feeling like people should not have him losing to Mike P because he's done this before. Like, he wants to remind us about the Hollywood battle, the fucking Heartless battle, shit like that, battle Tay Rock outside. So he's trying to run with that, and I get it. But I don't think niggas should get mad at niggas for opinion, man. As long as niggas are not getting disrespectful and saying some old foul shit, in my opinion, niggas shouldn't even get mad, yo. Like, that shit is wild crazy to me, shit, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, it is what it is. But we are the ones promoting these battles. Niggas are going hard. I'm seeing every nigga that does battle rap media, all these niggas, you know what I'm saying? I see Jay Black in them, By the Fly. I see, I seen some, I was Battle Rap United. I'm scrolling down on Twitter, and I'm seeing Pipe the Boy, I guess, is talking about it. Battle Troop is talking about it. I'm pretty sure Capsule Them is talking about it. K-Dose, Taylor May, shout out to those niggas. No, niggas is talking about it. So, rap, you know, hip-hop is real. Like, 50 minutes, like, niggas is, niggas like talking battle rap, so we just promoting it because niggas don't want to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So, in a sense, yeah, you know, it's like sports. Like, athletes hate the media. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, man. John, how you on? I can see you on the board, my G. John said he on, but I don't see him over there. John, hold on. I don't see another one on the board, my nigga. Back on live PSA motherfucking podcast. I see a lot of things going on social media. No, this is not a beefing episode, so you niggas knock it off. This is not going to be a clickbait comment section. John goes off it. That we ain't doing that tonight. We just got some real grown man talk, and let's see what it is. John the Don, what's good, man?
Good letter, man. What's good?
How are you, my brother?
I'm cool. Life is life.
Sam, let's just get right into this. I'm lost because it seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong, an incident might have happened weeks before, but now the last couple of days is being spoken about even more in high decibels. Am I right on that?
Yeah, definitely. That's what
What's going on, John?
A situation happened, and the funny thing is about the situation, I never spoke on it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Because my whole thing is, once I seen niggas face to face, I seen where niggas' energy was. And, you know, I was told, you know, niggas just want to battle. Ain't no beef, niggas just want to battle. So I left it at that. I even went as far as to talk shit about them, you know, when I went live. And then,
right, you live, right?
And I peeped my live. It was all battle rap. It was no negative shit. I went from not mentioning these niggas at all to doing a live about them that damn near went viral. Well, what is John doing? Well, John is, this is battle rap, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is building it up. This nigga, his whole shit, and when I'm saying his whole shit, I'm talking about, you know, Jack Boy. His whole name been built around me, talking about me. You know what I'm saying? Which is cool. You know what I mean? I'm not mad at that, but what when it becomes the problem is, once I start sending shit back, people start flipping it as if I'm starting with niggas, or, you know, oh, I'm just hearing niggas saying, oh, John hate the Goonies. John hate the Goonies. But it's like, every time I chill, they saying something about me every single time. And every time I say something, it's a response. Every single time. You know what I'm saying? Like, every single time it's a response. So I don't know what's going on, why the shit keep coming up, because I would have been wrong if I was the nigga that was going to keep talking about the situation. If I was the nigga talking about the situation, I would be wrong, because I was the aggressor in the situation. Niggas were still some kind of way. But I left it at that. I left it what happened that day. You know what I mean? So when I see this interview pop up out the middle of nowhere, I'm wondering, like, why the fuck is this shit still being talked about? You know what I'm saying? If I left it at that, and then there's lies being told on top of it, for what? To make niggas seem tough? You know what I mean? So that's why I'm just like, come on, bro. And then Twerk was the main one, you know, trying to hash the situation out. So for him to get on camera and make some shit up, that's why I'm like, yo, dog, I lost respect for you, my nigga. Because you like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then this really ain't this situation came up after that last situation happened. Spoke on it again. I seen a post on Facebook from Twerk, probably the day after or 2 days after, maybe a few days after, where he was just like, yeah, you know, I put the call in, you know, to squash the beef with John and Jack Boy, and Big Bro understood me, where I was coming from and all of that. And it's about to cut off?
No, you good. You good.
Oh, yeah.
You good.
So when I seen that, I ain't say nothing about it, but I'm looking at it like, you put the call in. Who did you call? You know what I'm saying? Like, who did you call? This is the post that he put. Somebody could go find it. You know what I mean? Because I remember looking like, but I didn't want to comment on it. I didn't want to make it more than what it is, because at the end of the day, if it's a dead issue, it's a dead issue. You know what I mean? But it's just looking at it like, and then they saying, you know, Twerk is like, why would I lie? Why would I lie? The same reason why you lied and said you put the call in. I don't know if you're trying to make it seem like you making some moves or doing something out here, but my whole thing is, it's battle rap. If it's going to be battle rap, let it be battle rap. But you lying on my name, making it seem like a nigga swung on me and walked out of there okay and everything is good. Come on, bro.
But John, let me ask you a question, because there was a lot of things I saw in the Hip Hoppers real quick when Knowledge and Twerk were talking. So, obviously, the event that you guys were all in was in Atlanta, right? Now, some people would say, John, okay, niggas was on some bullshit. Oh, bullpen can't come to the DMV. And I'm pretty sure you ain't like that, you know?
Yeah.
So, people say you at the crib now, and if we want some real street shit, some real hood shit, you got them in your backyard because you live in Atlanta now. So maybe you, some people say, well, you feeling yourself in the sense of, okay, I got these niggas in my backyard, so now I'm approaching them. Is that how, was it perceived that way?
My whole thing is, y'all niggas are saying I can't come there, and then y'all coming to Atlanta and y'all think y'all about to be comfortable. No, I'm not going to make it comfortable for you niggas out here. But at the same time, I'm not going to front on y'all when I know y'all in a lose-lose situation. You know what I mean? Like, it was a, you know, it could have went a whole nother way.
Right.
It really could have went a whole nother way. And I can't say that, you know, my intentions wasn't for it to go another way. But at the same time, and this is me not to play nobody, because at the end of the day, this is Twerk that did the interview. I'm making it. This is Twerk saying it. Jack Boy ain't say nothing, so I'm not trying to, you know what I mean? Like, pull him back in it to make it more, whatever the case is, because as far as I'm concerned, you know, Jack Boy left it at that. So I'm going to leave it at that with Jack Boy. This whole issue came about from Twerk coming up and saying this, all this other shit. But what's real is real. What's you know what I mean? It is what it is. But
are you more tight at twerk than drugs?
I mean, drugs ain't saying nothing. I don't know. I ain't hear nothing from drugs. All I seen is this interview with Twerk saying drugs swung on me. This is Twerk
right.
saying that. And just because Twerk throwing drugs name in there, I'm not going to get mad at drugs.
Mm.
Unless he come out and co-sign that lying shit.
Mm.
I ain't seen it if he did. You know what I'm saying? But I'm looking at it like, come on, Twerk. Like, what is this? Like, and he the main one. Nah, I don't want it to be no fighting. And see, it's like, niggas could have got cornered. And really what I said was, if them niggas have issues, we can go outside and I'll bang out with both of them. You could get Twerk up here, he'll attest to this. On some man-to-man one-on-one shit with each other. This is what I'm offering.
But what made you feel that we had that conversation and make it want to say we could take it to the physical, with even taking having that conversation? Is it because of all the conversations, the back and forth on social media and niggas saying niggas can't come, like, on some, like, no-fly zone type shit? Is that why,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly what it is. And this is what I told Twerk. And I think he admitted this in the Hip Hop Is Real interview.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, y'all niggas is not about to be out here moving comfortable. It's not going to work that way. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to work that way. And it's so crazy. I didn't come up there with a million niggas and a bunch of ignorant niggas.
Right.
Know, my immediate niggas that everybody know that be at all the bullpen events that everybody know, I specifically told them niggas not to come up there because I had a feeling that this was just some battle rap shit, but for some reason, see, battle rappers, for some odd reason, they feel like they got to be tough to the public. So
yes.
To the public, they make it seem realer than what it is, but when you talking to them face-to-face, I just want to battle.
Different story.
Battle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I kind of knew that. But at the same time, I got to approach the situation how I approach the situation. And I got to be ready for whatever comes with that. You know what I mean? I got to be ready for whatever comes with that. So as soon as I seen them, I'm not, you know, I was told when I came to this shit, I got word that I can't come to the event. They might have told them niggas I can't come to the event or whatever. You sound crazy. First of all, saying I can't go anywhere in Atlanta. And then you're at a place where I know the owner. Not only do I know the owner, I've gotten money with the owner before. When I walk up, I'm taking pictures. So it's like, what do you mean? Like, so when that guy passed out or whatever, as far as me coming in there, they told me, yo, okay, Jack Boy in them is in there. Please don't start nothing. So, of course, I got respect for the owner. But my whole thing was, look, just keep them on the other side of the room from me. Because if we cross paths, I'm not the type of nigga that's just going to walk by a nigga that I'm thinking we got problems. I can't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not going to happen. But it just so happens when as soon as I walk in there, they right there. I'm walking right past them.
Mm-hmm.
Walking right past them. And when I walked in, imagine, I didn't get searched at the door. I didn't get searched. So everybody else was coming in. Once I came, people was outside. But when I came up, everybody seen me going in there, and they knew Jack Boy and them niggas was in there. So of course everybody want to come in now. You know what I mean? Like to see what the hell.
No, but hold on. Before you go in there, John, Twerk did say that maybe I think your manager, maybe was it? I heard Chris Petty or somebody to that effect, or
Will.
Will.
Yeah.
Had a conversation with them before you stepped in to see if they were static?
No, that's a fact. Will got there before me, and
mm-hmm.
I told Will not to go in there without me. So whatever Will went up and spoke to them about, he did on his own account. You know what I mean? So he did on his own account. And when he went and spoke to them, he was talking for him. He was just like, look, y'all said my name. Y'all don't know me. You know what I mean? Like, that's
right.
The whole thing. What's the issue? Y'all don't know me. So they spoke, and after they spoke, Will even told them, like, look, I'm going to be honest. John is on his way up here, and I can't guarantee you that just because we spoke, everything's about to be good with him. I don't know what type of time he on. This is what Will is telling them. So, you know what I mean? So I guess when you tell him that, you know, Jack Boy might have felt some kind of way and stood up or something. And Will told me this, too. You know what I mean? Like, Jack Boy kind of fronted a little bit. And like I said, I'm not bringing this up to try to start no bringing shit up with Jack Boy, because like I said, as far as I'm
concerned. Yeah, because y'all niggas don't even take it there, man. Don't go first with that shit at all, my nigga.
And I'm not trying to take it there with Twerk either. I'm just letting it be known.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not trying to, but niggas is lying. And I'm not about to sit back and let niggas play with my name, because at the end of the day, what's happening is they making niggas feel like we should have did something. You know what I mean? And that's not a good feeling
right.
to have. After, it's like, yo, come on. We really was being grown men about it. I sat there and spoke with niggas one-on-one. I pulled drugs to the side one-on-one, just me and him. You know what I'm saying? I went outside with Jack Boy one-on-one, just me and him. And the first nigga I spoke to was Twerk, pulled him to the side one-on-one. And everybody knew how I felt. And I'm telling everybody the same thing. Y'all niggas got me fucked up thinking y'all going to come out here moving comfortable after y'all saying that. You know what I mean? So, and everybody understood. Nah, I feel you. That's real nigga shit. This is all the shit that I'm getting. You know what I mean? So, we leave it at that. And now I'm seeing all of this. But anyway, so, you know, so Will spoke to him. And Will don't tell me that he spoke to him until I got there, because I told him not to go in there without me, because I didn't know what type of time they was on. And Will is the type of nigga that, you know, he was really by himself. He went there first and he was by himself. So my whole like, don't go in there and say that to niggas you by yourself or whatever the case is. But anyway, yeah, so when I walked in there, you know, I seen him, and I'm not about to just walk by him. Like I said, I'm not about to just walk by him. And mind you, everybody's getting searched at the door. So when I walked in, I didn't get searched, and I literally walked in by myself. I had one nigga with me. They was still at the door getting searched. You know what I'm saying? So I walked in by myself, and there's three of them. There's three of them niggas standing right there. I walked right up to them to check the temperature. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Jack was standing there, and, you know, it was no reaction from him. You know, drugs, all he said was, what's up? All he said was, what's up? And then I kind of drew back on him. When I drew back on him, like, I... You know what I'm saying? Like, on some, I should knock you the fuck out type shit. Everybody got between us. So when
but John, what made you say that though, son? What made you say that though? Because you set it off right there by saying that. What made you say that to him though?
Because he's on camera talking about, if I come to the DMV,
right.
he has
DMV,
bullets
right.
for me.
Right.
Bullets for me.
Yeah.
I didn't pull no hand. I didn't back out on him. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get searched. You know what I'm saying? And
John, you keep saying that. That's a third. John, I let that slide three times, my nigga. You keep saying you ain't getting searched. That's trying to tell me. You know what I mean?
I'm letting it be known. I wasn't going to take advantage of them because they're
That's dangerous, there. Though. That's dangerous, though, John.
You feel what I'm saying? I wasn't going to take advantage of the situation. I even offered the fade for both of them outside. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't get none of my niggas involved. I didn't do none of that.
And I'm glad it didn't happen.
You know what I'm saying? None of it. And Twerk could agree to this. You know what I mean? And I'm just letting it be known. But he on his footage talking about he got bullets for me. And then the one thing I'm hearing.
I didn't like that. I don't like when niggas be, you know, contrary to people's beliefs, not every media likes bloodshed. I'm an older nigga. I don't want to hear about niggas pulling out and, yo, I'm going to shoot you when I see you on camera. I hate them kind of conversations. Because first of all, why are you incriminating yourself? And two, why do you got to take it? Is it that fucking serious when niggas got to be talking that reckless on camera, though, man? Like, that no-fly zone talk. Like, come on, my nigga. Like, what are we doing here? It's just words. Words. You know, niggas battle rap. Like, what the fuck? Again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I got word that Jack Boy went live before they got there. Talk about, tell them pussy niggas pull up. I'm in Atlanta, this and that. Granted, I haven't seen the live. I've never seen the live. You know what I mean? So it could be some made up shit. But this is what I'm getting, and several people is telling me that. So I'm like, all right, now y'all niggas is taunting me and y'all out here. So of course I went there on some bullshit. Of course I went there on bullshit. You know what I mean? So when I get in there and I see it's not really that at all, it's just like, all right, well, whatever it is. You know what I mean? And we're going to leave it at that. But ever since I tried to leave it at that, I ain't speak about it. Shit keep coming up. from these niggas. I'm not going to say these niggas, but it seems like Twerk keep bringing this shit up. Like, what the fuck? Like, come on,
but,
bro.
When I saw Twerk talk with Hip Hop, was real, it sounded like he was trying to be the mediator of the situation. Like, nah, let's not take it there, fellas. Let's just keep it battle rap. Let's enjoy ourselves. Niggas don't need to be on that type of time at all. We all battle rap at the end of the day, man. Black niggas, let's just not have it go that route to be ugly.
He was, you know what I mean? And he was able to, talking to him, I did calm down. Like, you know what I mean? Just talking to him and me telling him, like, what's going on. And he like, yeah, you right. Like, niggas is wilding. I'm asking him, like, what is this shit about? Ain't no, this ain't beef. What is this shit about? And I'm like, if niggas really got an issue, let's go outside with each of them. I'll give both of them their time. And Twerk said, nah, it ain't going to be no fighting. I just want to end this shit. You know, niggas been into. I'm like, all
right. Right.
Then we speak to both of them and we leave it at that. So now this shit coming about, and they're just like, come on, man. Like, come on, man. Like, what's helping you to do here?
Well, you in drugs, though. Why is there seem to be conversation with you and him, though? Because, I mean, I didn't mean to cut you off a second ago when you were talking about, you know, you said you stepped to him, and what happened after that? Like, right there, like, during the event and shit, was niggas on some peeps as the hours transpired, as the night went by? Was everything on peace? So what's this talk about niggas swinging on each other and all that?
No, that's what I'm saying. He did not swing on nothing. When I walked up, it was them three standing there. Mind you, I walked up by myself. I was saying what's up to them niggas, period. They are together. Does anybody have an issue? And this is not me just saying, like, yeah, I came to check Twerk or whatever. I just know Twerk. These his men. If I pop on one of them, I'm expecting Twerk to get involved. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, so yeah. So I walked up to all three of them. Like, not all, but they standing together. And the only nigga that said something was Drugs. Drugs did say something. I'm like, what's up? And Drugs was like, what's up? And he shrugged his shoulders. What's up? And that's when I drew back on him. Like, I should knock you the fuck out. And then everybody got in between us. So that's why I'm like, I don't know when this nigga threw this infamous swing. I don't know. And I wasn't gonna. My whole thing is I was trying not to do nothing in that venue. First of all, we're on Auburn Ave. It's hot. It's super hot. The boys is right outside. It's one way in, one way out. You know what I'm saying? Then it's
and your man is old. You said your man is your man owns the. You said your man owns this shit, right? The facility,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So it's just like, come on. So it was just, that's why I'm telling them niggas we could go outside. That's why I'm not about to in here. We could go outside. And, you know, Twerk is just, nah, you know, we ain't going to do that. So, all right. And that was that. You know, after that, I ended up pulling drugs. What's the issue? And he's like, nah, I was just riding for Jack. Jack is my man. He had the issue with you. He telling me he ain't got no issue with you no more. So I don't got no issue with you. So I'm like, no, all right. And that's that. I speak to Jack. Jack say it's just he just won a battle. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we left it at. So if we're going to leave it at that, we're going to leave it at that. Don't bring this shit up. And then when I say something back, you telling me, oh, it's a dead issue now. How is it a dead issue? The interview just dropped, and it's still out, so people are still watching it and still going to have questions. It's not a dead issue. It's not. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a dead issue. If it was dead, it would have been dead. What is it to speak of for now? Do you want
to
add?
To be fair to Twerk, he's on someone's platform, and someone's bringing that up, you know, so
That's a fact, too. No, that's a fact. I'm not mad at Twerk really talking about the situation. I'm just disappointed in him lying about the situation.
Okay.
So my whole thing is, why lie? If you want to speak about it, speak about it. But why lie? Just to make niggas seem tougher than what they was at this particular moment? Like,
can you and Twerk have a conversation, just y'all two? And just y'all two squash that? Nobody has to be no show. No, none of that shit. There's y'all two on this grown man, you know, OG, young OG to a young nigga. You know, I'm be like, yo, my nigga, let's just kill that shit. Down the road, it makes sense for us to battle because everybody's talking about me and you right now. You know what I'm saying? I know Jack wants that spot, but if I take out Jack, then me and you get it popping. And I think that would be the greatest story to, you know what I'm saying?
First
at the end
of
the day.
I'm not battling nobody to get the twerk. Like, we're
going to. No, no, no.
First of all.
Yeah.
Second of all.
John, you know what I mean, my nigga. Come on, man.
It ain't nothing for me and twerk to squash. You know what I mean?
Right.
It ain't
but let's have a conversation. I know it's not that deep, but let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
How you feel like, bro? Let's just. Come on, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, I was talking back and forth with him on Twitter, and he was saying,
to do it.
He said, yeah, I'm convinced. He's like, I'm convinced you really didn't see drugs swing on you. You know what I mean? So that's his thing, like, as if he's not saying I'm lying as far as not seeing this infamous swing. So, you know what I mean? This is not no issue. I'm just letting it be known that I was disappointed because me and him have spoken his name, and when I'm seeing this interview, and then from my perspective, he's saying something that didn't happen. So it got me wondering, like, why are you making it seem something that it wasn't? But I don't got no personal issues with twerk. We spoke on the phone before, after the situation. Matter of fact, we was on the phone after I did that live.
Okay.
You know
I like twerk,
I mean?
Man. Good dude, man. You're a good young nigga, man.
There's only one thing I got the problem with is when I
lie.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, once your nigga do that, once I feel you, my nigga, and this is going to be cool, but once I feel you deemed, once I feel like you said some untruth, I look at you sideways, like, all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying.
At this point, like, I don't got no issues with, no personal issues with none of the goony niggas. I was trying to keep the battle rap.
Dope.
You know, once we spoke, I was trying to keep the battle rap, but people keep coming in between it and making it more than what it is, and you know what I'm saying? So now I'm just not even going to speak on these niggas no more, and I will hope they don't speak on me no more. And
yeah, niggas need to just, battle, man. Fucking battle. At the end of the day, this is what it comes down to, it's y'all battle. All that angered up, niggas take that shit to the pen and the pad, and let's get some nine rounds. I mean, let's get rounds up this shit, man.
Man,
you and twerk, what up? Does it make sense? You and twerk?
Them niggas, man. Look, as far as it makes sense, anybody makes sense.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can make it make sense. But, I don't fuck twerk up. I can twerk out of here.
Right.
I'll start from twerk and go down and run through the whole Goonies. It's just that real.
Oh. I think that's what people are saying. Like, I would like to see John get Ryder, Twerk, and this nigga. You know what I'm saying? All three of the niggas and shit.
I'll run down all of niggas because it ain't like I need to battle certain niggas to add to my resume.
Right.
My resume is good already.
Solidified.
If it's battle rap, we're going to keep it battle rap. I'm not going to be like, yo, certain niggas ain't on a level to battle me. My only problem with Jack was he was making it seem like I needed to battle him, or, you know what I'm saying, he was worthy of it or anything like that. Not even that. My issue with Jack was nobody was calling me to battle this nigga, but yet they're making it seem like I'm better. That was my issue with Jack. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, I'm not going to go out my way to battle this nigga. Y'all telling me to call Beasley and set the battle up. How y'all sound? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got the. So that's my whole issue. I don't have no picks, man. Like, if niggas want niggas to die, that ain't a problem. But don't act like, you know, they all.
Yo, you and twerk because of all this situation, and also pause, the stature built, you know what I'm saying? Young Bull, you know, one of the illest PG cats ever do to himself and shit. Twerk is trying to make a name for himself right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would love to see that shit. I ain't even going to hold you, man. If you told me right now your next battle, if you told me your next battle was you and Twerk, but I would say this, and Twerk, you my man. I would say this, and I ain't trying to play you, Twerk, because you my guy. But John resume against Young Boys is, do your Googles, my name. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm not even saying you beat him either, John. But John, I ain't even say you're going to beat him either, because I don't want nobody to feel no. But I do know your resume against niggas that's, you know what I'm saying?
He know that, man. He know that. We spoke that day, and I was telling that nigga, like, yo, dog, the worst thing you could probably do is battle me. for you.
I wouldn't do that shit. There.
You know what I mean? The worst thing he could do. You know what I mean? He was just like, you know, you think so? You think so? You know what I mean? But he also told me that, you know, he don't think I'm that crazy. As far as he don't think I'm that hard to beat. He told me that we had an exchange.
I like that talk, twerk. Tell that old nigga John that twerk. That's what I'm talking about, young boy. Let them niggas know, yo, I ain't feeling you, nigga.
You know how many niggas said that to me and couldn't beat me? and I'm talking about killers, though. I'm talking about killers. I've been hearing that my whole career, yo, John, he's not that hard to beat. He's not that hard to beat. Why I haven't clearly lost if I'm not that hard to beat? And come on, like, twerk? Come on, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? He got momentum. But that's because they've been able to keep him from running into me. Why they don't play that role like they try to do with Wavy? They try to recreate this me and Hitman shit with Wavy. Let them try to do that shit with me and Twerk. He gonna take a seat right next to Wavy.
Nah, not like Wavy though, John. Come on, not like Wavy though, because Wavy was bad, man. I don't know if he'd be that bad, bro. It's not Reed Dollars. It's not Mr. Wavy. Like, I know Twerk gonna have to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you fucked some niggas up, fam. I know you fucked some niggas up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit, that he do. That's what I'm best at. Exposing your whole strength. So the only way it's gonna work, is in your first round. And you gotta make that first round debatable to avoid from getting 3-0. Fucking me. Especially when you a one trick pony like Twerk is.
The one-trick pony. Madness!
Yeah, like, come on, man. That shit ain't, it's only
going to
work for one round.
I love that shit, though. I ain't
going to
vote you,
It's only going to work for one round. But he hot, though. He hot right now. I'm not going to take that away from him at all. And, you know, just another disclaimer.
But I would say this, though, Twerk. I ain't going to front Twerk. I had Cortez beating you, my G. I got to keep it tall, my nigga. I had you beat Ill Will. In a close, edge of Ill Will, but at Cortez taking that battle. Do you like twerking, JC? What do you think about that battle, John?
I do kind of like it. I want to go with JC, but I don't know.
I got JC winning. I know Twerk ain't too happy with me saying that, but I got JC though. I'm not too happy saying, but I got to keep it. I got because of that setting. I'm not saying Twerk's not used to that setting, but I think in that setting, JC. And I think this setting is good for JC because I know he's been trying to cater to the big crowds, but the OD and trying to get love on the stage, he can 86 that right quick, John. He just separate the men from the boys and just the pause. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Twerk got energy, and it could translate well in a small room. We don't know yet. You know what I'm saying? We
haven't
seen him in a small room yet. We don't know.
Well, I seen his old battle. I seen some of his old battle that he had before he got to URL. You know, he was rocking, not obviously the way he's rocking now, because I think he has a niche market and, you know, he's getting, like, you know what, Jasmine Rapper was on my show 2 weeks ago, and she brought this point up to me. You know, Twerk has been on every URL card since he battled Dougie?
Yeah, they've been force-feeding him to
us. That's why. I didn't even think about that shit. The Jazz told me that shit, John.
They've been force feeding them to us. So that's why everybody is so, you know, Twerk next, because URL wanted Twerk to be next. They chose that. You know what I mean? Like, they wanted that to happen, which is why they wouldn't dare book me against Twerk. That won't happen. Call them niggas, yo, I want to battle John. At this present moment, they were
Gnome 8, my nigga. I already got the setting, man. Urban Plaza, Gnome 8. John the Don, New Jersey, Twerk, 2018.
Beasley won't let it happen.
Nigga, what?
Beasley won't let
what
it happen.
What do you mean?
Beasley won't let
Come
it happen.
Come on.
Let Beasley tell you why he won't let it happen.
I got to holler at Beasley. I got to holler at Beasley, man. I got to talk to Beasley, man. I got to holler at
Beasley. Beasley know how dangerous I am, especially battling any nigga that came after me, not just a brand new nigga. Any nigga that came after me, he knows. You know what I mean? And they learn, man. They learn. Like, they're not a, they chance and shit. They have to chance certain shit. The same way they protect and run minutes. They protecting Romney. You know what I'm saying? Like, Romney's been asking for me. Why is he battling Ian Solomon? Where'd that come from?
Small room setting, small room. And I just interviewed Ian Solomon. Small room setting. Like, I don't think, and I made sure I asked Ian Solomon this question, would there have been trepidation on your side if they told you that you and Rum Nitty would have been at Irving Plaza? And he kept it real, John. He said, yes. He wanted this to be in a small room setting.
But Rum is not dangerous on a big stage, man. Like, the only way.
I want to say, like, nigga, he's 3-0 DNA, man. What you talking about, son? In Cali.
Yes, in Cali on the West Coast.
We're not here better bars, man. I'm going to keep it real. He won that clearly, though. That could have been on New York, man. I still think Rum Nitty would have that same material. You know what I mean? Obviously, he's catering to the West Coast, but nah, he beat DNA clear, yo, man. I like to see Rum Nitty, though.
Even still, like, Rum Nitty would not survive with me on no big stage. Look what JC did to him. He wasn't that crazy against Clips, even though some people said he won. But, you know, he just wasn't that crazy. He doesn't translate that well on the bigger stages. However, me and Rum Nitty in a small room, like a smack card, I will have to fight. I will have to fight. It'll be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to hold on. Because that's where he's dangerous at. That's where he's dangerous at. I'll give him that. Rum Nitty is crazy. Rum Nitty is crazy. I'm not going to take away from that. Like,
Rum Nitty's
crazy.
He's dope.
Yeah, he's crazy. So, but, you know, at the same time, there's certain niggas that they not chancing with me. They're not going to chance these niggas with me.
You and Jack Boy, will that happen now, or is that, I know before he said, nah, I got to make sure I get them on record. I know Twerk was like, oh, you got a battle. Jack Boy, did you get offended when he told you, somebody that's been doing this for years, that you got a battle Jack Boy?
No, I know why he's saying it. I know why
he's trying to give his man light.
Yeah, I know why he's saying it, but... Yeah.
You got to do that.
But get the fuck out of here, like... At the same time, but...
I know you don't want to hear this, man. You're going to tell me, Dre, shut the fuck up. All right, cool. You still my man. I just... After all this going on, the smoke is cleared. I think niggas now in a space now where let's just dead all that fucking Twitter beef shit. Please, y'all. Dead all that.
Let's take it to the ring. Let me put you in my shoes real quick. Who you got winning out of me and Jack Boy if we just about it?
You.
So why the fuck does anybody want to see it? So that therefore, if I battle Jack and smoke him, then what? It's not going to even be a fight. Everybody knows this nigga can't beat me. But what I'm saying is at least show some type of – make some type of argument. And when I say that, have a battle and cook something or do something to make people be like, well, I don't know, John, Jack, Mike. Because at this point, people just want to see it just because he's been talking shit.
That's the main reason. I give you that.
That's not enough motivation for me. Like, because I don't feel like I can lose. I need to take a battle. I feel like I can lose so you can see the best me. I don't want to be mediocre. Like, sometimes I play to the level of my competition.
See, I'm gonna say something. That's not the popular opinion. And Jack Boy, feel free to come on the show if you want to disagree. And I'm not trying to play dividing with the Goonies. But when I rank the Goonies in order for me, as an OG nigga that watches that loves the culture, I got Twerk 1, Ryder number 2, and Jack Boy number 3, John. Believe it or not.
Jack over Glue Easy?
Oh, Glue Easy. Oh, my bad. I forgot Glue Easy. I forgot, my nigga. These niggas be joining crews every 5 minutes, John. Part of stuff, my brother. So I got Glue Easy number 3. And you can flip Glue Easy and Ryder number 2, to be honest.
So y'all want me to battle the fourth man in 18. You see how disrespectful this is?
No, but the reason why it's the fourth, nigga, because out of all the out of the Goonies, you and him, but one thing I said about Jack Boy, I think he has, if this makes any sense at all, even though lyrically, somebody might say Gloomies, he's lyrically better than Jack Boy, but Jack has that it factor. Whatever it is, he has that it factor, whether it's performance. But what I think was hurting Jack Boy is he got to get away from them 2-on-2 battles. The YK battle where he's trying to say, YK, my nigga, you lost. Let's just call it what it is, Jack Boy. You lost the battle, my nigga. You know what I mean?
There's no it factor. He just looked hungrier than everybody else. That's
the only thing. Well, can we call that the it factor? Can we call that the
Impactor? Because nobody's dying to see him again. After this, nobody's dying to see this nigga again. Who's asking to see Jack? The only way you're asking to see Jack is if he's battling me. Other than that, who's asking to see this man? Like, what is the it factor? That's the case. Everybody got the it factor.
Mm.
He's the fourth man in his team, and you're telling me he got the it factor.
God damn it, son. Fuck.
That's not, you know what I'm saying? So that's
my bad, Jack.
Thing. Like, with this nigga, he gotta do something. Like, at least have one battle to where it's like, all right, bet. Oh, yeah, this nigga's going to break. I like competition.
But you don't think you'll get the best Jack boy because of who you are?
Yeah, but even the best Jack boy won't be enough.
But
the best
you don't
Jack
think,
boy, like,
you don't think Jack boy is gonna be sitting? You don't think Jack boy is gonna be sitting at the crib, the biggest battle of his fucking career, a grudge match on top of this, knowing your history against Young Boys, that he's sitting at the crib, not going to the club, not smoking blunts with the niggas playing dominoes, watching basketball. He's writing them rhymes every day, trying to get this shit right for three rounds against John John. That would be, I think that would be the Jack boy that we see, my nigga.
And he doesn't have.
He'll force him.
He doesn't have enough. He's awesome, man. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have it. I haven't seen it yet. That's my whole thing. Like, I haven't seen it. Twerk, only reason why Twerk would give me a harder time because of the momentum he had. Like I said, URL, they put the machine behind him.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's been on every card since.
Is it deserved? Though? Let me ask you a question. You said the machine pushing him. Is it deserved that the machine is pushing him?
It's hard to say, and I'm not saying that to take away from Twerk,
mm-hmm.
because at the end of the day, when they put him on that stage, he's been performing. You know what I'm saying? He's been rocking the room. He's been doing that. But at the same time, his first battle that was so-called a PG, which was Dougie, it was on mm-hmm. Born Legacy. It wasn't in them small shits. He didn't go through the same ranks everybody else had. It's almost like they had a plan for him from jump. Mm. And they've been executing that plan. Maybe because they seen something in him, you know what I mean, that they ain't seeing nobody else. And it was a guy in need for them to get a newer talent, somebody else.
Right.
So they pushed him. You know what I mean? So it's hard to say he deserved it. It's really
they pushed Chess also. They pushed him in Chess heavy. Chess gets a lot of push also.
Yeah.
Only thing with Chess, he don't win a lot of battles, but he's in on there, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they keep doing this shit with Twerk. It's going to be the same thing with him. You're burning people out too fast.
Yes.
We're seeing them too much. Like, we're seeing them too
That's
much.
What I feel about JC, though, John. But that's what I feel about JC, too, though, fam. Like, JC, man. I had a great interview with Mike P last week. And the way Mike P broke down how he felt about JC battling too much, like, he's like, my nigga, you want to battle Lux, slow down a little bit. You don't need to battle Illmac and T-Top a week apart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If Lux is the focus, let us miss you a little bit.
Because this
and I think you know that better than anybody, the part of missing you. Pause. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. But that's why you got to – this is what happens in battle rap. And this is not JC's fault. This is not anybody's fault. When you got a momentum and you hot, everybody starts calling you and want to book you when you hot and this and that. That's a lot of money coming your way. It's a lot of money. So a nigga that's not getting all that money being offered to him, it's easy for niggas to say, yo, slow down a little bit. It's easy. But at the same time, with all this money coming your way, you feeling like you at the hottest. You can't do no wrong.
Right.
You can't do no wrong, but every time somebody feel that way, it gets to a point where they get humbled very fucking fast. And JC and T-Top was just JC's time. You know what I mean? It just happens that way. But, you know, that's why it can happen for Twerk against JC. It can. It's very fucking possible. JC coming off a loss, he turns up on Twerk. Twerk been on all these fucking cards. And then what? And then what? They gonna turn around and put Twerk on Gnome anyway? There's no repercussions for losing. If they want to put you somewhere, they gonna put you somewhere.
Mm. All right, John. I appreciate taking your time. Rock on me, my nigga, for real, man. You know what I mean? Glad we had a healthy conversation. Niggas ain't on that rock. You know what I mean? Let me let that shit at the door. Hopefully we get some out of this.
Yeah, ain't no personal problems with twerk.
Word.
I ain't like the way that shit was tied. I don't know why she was being brought up. And you know what I mean? That was some bullshit. Like I said, I don't want to bring no shit back up with the nigga Jack Boy. Because like I said, he say nothing. Since he said the shit was dead, he ain't say nothing. You know what I mean? As far as the drugs, nigga, I don't know if he said anything. I know he do be like running off at his mouth. Ain't no telling, but I ain't seen nothing, so I ain't trying to bring none of that shit up. But niggas is lying. I'm not about to split that rock. But other than that, it is what it is, man. I ain't got no personal beef with them niggas.
Word. John, I appreciate you again, my brother.
Yep, always.
Already, my nigga.